The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the Australian Institute of Management WA. We inspire better workplaces.
Now, it's the footy news that WA can't stop talking about. Willy Rioli, or as it's now known on Instagram, the hashtag Free Willy. The man in the know of all things footy, Mark Reddings, is here to take us through the saga that has seen West Coast star Willy Rioli cop a suspension. Good morning, Mark.
Hello, Ben. Good to speak with you. What's been a pretty eventful 24 hours in football.
Yeah, absolutely. So when might we see Willy Rioli back on the footy field?
Well, let's work through the time frame. Now that he's got the two-year suspension, which, by the way, as we know, is backdated, he can begin training with the Eagles in June, June 20 to be precise, and then come late August, he can play AFL. We suspect that he'd come and have a run or a game or two, at least, with the Waffle team, the Eagles Waffle team, to get himself back, because bear in mind the length of time he's been out. But, yeah, it could very well be, if the Eagles, all things going well, play finals, he may well be part of that mix, and Eagle supporters delighted with that. Neutrals will say interesting decision given the evidence against him, and even more fascinating is the fact that Sport Integrity Australia decided not to appeal against the verdict. Of course, they were waiting on what WADA would have to say as well, but that has been ticked off. So for the Eagles and for Willy, it is a magnificent result really in the scheme of things, given we found out yesterday that it was twice he tampered with a drug test. So that is the upshot of it. And I think the West Coast Eagles have got off on the light side, and Willy Rioli the light side of this penalty, which most of us thought could be 4 years, but probably closer to three. He ends up with two. That's a win for both player and club.
Now, can you take us back to when this all first started? Because it seems like it's dragged on forever.
Yeah, that's the point, I suppose, to be learned out of this, is how we expedite these types of cases. So whether the player is innocent or guilty, they know their fate a lot earlier than what Willy has. It's been, I guess, the best part of 18 months, and that probably, well, it's not good enough under the circumstances. Now, irrespective of guilt or innocence, a player or an athlete deserves to know their fate before that time, because we know, and having spoken to people at the Eagles, Willy really struggled mentally, and there were real concerns about his well-being during this period, because if he kept 4 years, his career is effectively over. And that hanging over your head, and let's bear in mind it's a career that he's been very successful at and was working towards, I guess, the next 4 or 5 years of his career to finish off on a high, that was very much in doubt. So that is the issue that I think most football supporters, apart from the sentencing and the 2 years, there's debate over whether it was too light, etc. I think most agree that the time frame has to be shortened moving forward for cases like this.
Well, it took so long that it's kind of gone from, I guess, people being shocked that there was this this allegation of drug cheating, to now we've got to the situation where he's almost being celebrated as a hero, and the fact that he can come back this year is just being lauded from the rooftops. It's pretty rare, don't you think, that someone who has been suspended as essentially a drug cheat is being celebrated in this way?
Absolutely. And look, you mentioned the term drug cheat. What will Willy Rioli be tagged as now, given he was found guilty over that drug tampering? We know that other footballers in the past, go back to the late 90s, Justin Charles was suspended, I think, for steroids. You've had even Ryan Crowley locally, a 12-month suspension for taking painkillers. Shane Warne, in the cricket sense, he was suspended for diuretic use. So off the back of that, we don't obviously refer to Shane Warne as a drug cheat as such. But I just wonder whether locally we're close to it, so much so that we the hero tag doesn't sit comfortably with me. I think a sense of empathy and sympathy with his scenario as opposed to what he did. And look, if you go back, and having spoken to high-ranking officials at the Eagles, they know that the drug education that is in place at the moment probably needs some tweaking. And Willie's a pretty, I'm told, very simple guy that you can sit through as many lectures and education classes as you like about drug taking and performance-enhancing drugs. In his case, it was marijuana, which, by the way, if he'd just accepted and been found guilty of taking marijuana, no one would have known about it. It would have been one strike. He would have been educated and free to be playing right now. So all these factors come into play. And Willie, again, what I've been told is a fairly simple character, almost like a childlike approach to all this, and naivety, I suppose, is one of his greatest knocks on his behaviour during that period, is that he didn't quite understand the circumstances. So off the back of that, there's all these circumstances, a young man's football career, but also, I guess, the integrity of footy is being debated as we speak over the 2 years, which gives him the chance to play again. I think that's a great result. I mean, no one wants to see someone's career ended by a mistake like that, but surely this has to be a massive wake-up call as to how we educate footballers, specifically athletes. I think if you go to Wace and talk to those in the Olympic system, I think they're better versed, and they certainly know the scenario. Sure, there are those that cheat or either have a mistake along the way, but I think they are certainly better versed as to what is required when it comes to the drug code in their respective sports.
Do you think there'll be some critics out there in the general public, obviously not West Coast fans, who would look at this and go, well, you know, come on. Like, everybody knows, you don't even have to be an elite athlete, everybody knows that you shouldn't take drugs. If you do, you're going to get busted. And tampering with a urine sample is just an obvious no-no. Like, you know, you don't need to have a lesson to know that that's not appropriate.
Oh, there's no excuse. And again, that's what is being asked now. 2 years seems on the light side. I think most of us thought, look, 4 years would be tough, but given the tampering aspect of his case, that left him vulnerable to the most serious penalty. 3 years gave him a chance to resurrect his career. Well, that means it, with backdated scenario, it means he's back in action in August. So absolutely, there's the right to question the method of which this decision has been reached. Is it a template going forward? I'm not sure, because there's so few cases like this of athletes, footballers specifically, tampering with a drug sample. And this shows you that Willie clearly didn't know that marijuana, which to my knowledge is not a performance-enhancing drug, that wasn't going to be put down as any more than a strike against his name. And of course, they get a couple of chances to go through that process of having a strike next to their name before, obviously, the full law comes down on them. So if nothing else, it's a great education for those of us outside the bubble of footy, and those inside, they have to pay more attention to what they can and can't do. And as you say, Ben, the bottom line is, just don't take drugs, full stop, and then you don't have a care in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, so the decision's been made. He's probably going to come back this year, assuming everything goes to plan. What sort of Willie Rioli will we see? What impact does having 2 years out of the game have? And will he ever get back to his amazing best?
That is the $64 million question, isn't it? Because he's spent most of his time up on the Tiwi Islands. And we're discussing it in the Seven newsroom yesterday. How do you actually ensure that really June 20 is when he can start training, but there's a bit of time to pass, and how fit will he be? What is his level of fitness going to be like when he comes back to training? Whether the West Coast Eagles leave him up there until June and just send a personal trainer or someone just to get his aerobic fitness back up to speed is a question to be answered. As for his on-field performances, I think most people will see him back on the field and expect him to produce some of that Rioli magic that we know is part of the Rioli DNA. I'm not so sure it's going to happen straight away. It may not happen again. 2 years is a long time out of the game to come back. It's a highly competitive industry. To be able to produce that level again, has to be some concern and question marks. But at the end of the day, the West Coast Eagles, they're just delighted to have a young man back in the system. A different scenario. Someone like Dan Venables, who's been out because of concussion, same scenario. He's back in the system. Whether he plays again remains to be seen. Willie, I think, will get that chance. But you'd think there's going to be a fair bit of pressure, albeit not maybe from the club itself, but initially fans expect to see, like a miracle, Willie kicking goals left, right and centre. I'm not sure it's going to be that simple, but at least we get the chance to find out and have a look to see if it's a possibility.
And look, if he's just maybe tucked down there in the forward pocket, just a sneak a goal here and there, probably easier than if you were sort of thrown into the midfield or have one of those type of roles.
Yeah, possibly. And you compare, say, Elliot Yeo, who's missing so much football with his osteitis pubis, which is an injury, but him coming back mid-year, that's a massive void for the club to fill, but also for the player himself to come back to the same level he was. So no one's expecting, I don't think, Elliot to come back and produce his A game straight away. I think we need to bear that in mind with Willie as well. So great story for the club and for the player. But as you said and suggested, Ben, there's certainly a grey area now as to the penalties that are absorbed. And unfortunately, there are very few opportunities for the media to ask questions of Sport Integrity or WADA to get the reasoning behind it, apart from the release from the AFL yesterday suggesting that they won't travel down the appeal path. It's a case of, well, this is the decision. No reasoning as how they came to that final conclusion. We just have to roll with it.
Yeah, Skeet, it's pretty ironic that an organisation with integrity in the name doesn't have a lot of transparency. Channel 7 Sport, Mark Reddings, thanks for being on the West Live this morning.
Always a pleasure, Benny.